Hey, everybody, I'm Michael Petro. Oh, yeah, get your Slim Jim right now, yeah.
And this is my impression of what happened after the end of the movie The Wrestler.
Oh, by God, Randy the Ram Robinson has died.
He just exploded.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Oh.
That's a ram jam. He got damn.
Hey. Coming up next, we got the Iron Sheik. Moving on.
We're going to scrape the ring and we'll be right back.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to Where the Artist Meets the Power of Debate. We are your three hosts this week. I am Michael. This is Charles, and this is Jimmy.
Hello.
And if you haven't figured it out yet, it's wrestling week here on the show. We have coming out this
Woo!
Weekend. We're not gonna.
You gotta put a lot of those in there.
This is not. There's many catchphrases.
I want to apologize for making you guys watch WrestlePalooza. That was one of the worst.
I had so much fun.
I'm glad you did.
The first one was awful. Like that was one of the worst matches ever. Lesnar and Cena was just god.
That was just to get
Stephanie and Eno's match was the only thing.
Do you know what that match
Stephanie's
was?
Stephanie's in the tag team. I did like the tag team. That was fun.
Do you know what the Lesnar match was? The Lesnar match was to get people like me there.
I mean,
that's what that was, right? Like fallen angels from wrestling who have.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
It's got to be working for them in some way, but I hope Lesnar does not become a focal point.
Terrible
he's
man.
Horrible.
Terrible human being.
And just his wrestling is awful.
And his top button, the same move.
But what did we say? He did the equivalent of me just doing.
He button mashed in the ring.
Yeah, but no, but just the same move. The
F5,
down kick.
Yeah.
Down kick.
Yeah.
Down kick.
Mortal
down
Kombat
kick.
Down kick.
Yeah, yeah like, well, so every time you get up, you fall.
Uppercut,
like, that's
uppercut.
It.
He does
oh,
the German
embarrassing.
Suplex. He does F5s and that stuff.
It was embarrassing.
And then he rips his whole pants.
and what's worse is Cena's so
and
much better of a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So Cena had to literally undermine himself so he could make it believe. Like, Cena's a way better wrestler and actor than that, but he had to dumb it down. So that's, like, not
interesting that you say actor today, Charles.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting that you would say actor today. What are we doing, Michael?
We are finally. And by the way, hello Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. We see you. We've seen you forever. We haven't really had a moment to sit and think about how to do the wrestling episode, which is what this is today. It's the best.
Well,
wrestler.
We've done wrestling episodes before.
We have. We've touched on
that. Was
on
the
them.
First one I was on. Go
it
back.
Was.
And
it was it tag teams?
No, we invented our own actor wrestler.
Oh,
actor
cool.
Wrestler. Yes.
So I made a Michael Cera themed wrestler.
That's
he did.
Awesome.
From that
Youth and Revolt.
Youth and Revolt.
Do you know that movie?
Oh, yes. Phenomenal movie.
This is when we were doing things that people didn't want to listen to.
We were doing what we wanted
to
do.
We should revisit that, though. I think that would be an episode now people would, for sure.
We could do better.
Yeah, but, that's great.
Because wrestler, and this the reason I say hello Winnipeg Pro Wrestling is because you guys are entertainers. Anybody who wrestles is an entertainer.
We should do an episode with you guys if you're ever interested.
We would love
to. We'll put you all in Mike's basement. It'll be a lot of fun.
No, dude, we're going to the ring.
Oh, we'll do it out. Yeah,
Mike,
I'm down with
the next
that.
Event they have, I would love to show up pre and just talk to them.
We've seen Mike take a bump at LBJ before.
I'll do
it.
That's
I'll
do it.
He loves the chair. He'll do the chair thing.
You can
break a chair over
me.
Him.
Just make sure there's no fucking nails in it from IKEA that'll stick in my ass. You have to be there, listener. But yeah, so this is the best wrestling turned actor bracket debate. Fuck, our titles are long. We have taken 12 of the most known wrestlers. A lot of wrestlers have broken in. Are entertaining
sure.
movies and television, I should say. But we've taken the 12 most known for their credits, for their screen time.
So obviously we couldn't get everybody.
There's some people who are now breaking into it. There's things that have happened since, but we need a depth of screen time for us to count for something. Yeah. So maybe in a year when everybody else has got more credits, we come back and revisit
this. I think we made a mistake not putting The Miz in here.
Yeah.
He was on Real World.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and
there
he did. He did the challenge.
He did the Marine 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
was that still with Cena?
No. They passed off.
No.
Randy Orton
Cena...
did one. The Miz did one. John Cena's done one.
Cena did the first one, and then it was Randy, and then I think Miz,
then Miz
or something. Yeah. No, and the Miz.
The Miz was
like,
reality TV god.
Yeah.
Point is that we're gonna. Of course we got
Oh, my God.
I was going to try, but the floor is yours.
You mean former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura?
There we go.
The bio.
I know when to let someone else take the wheel on an impression. I had a fucking shit the bed on that.
9/11 was an inside job.
So that's what we're going to do for you, listener. That's what's going to happen
Hulk
today.
Hulk Hogan did 9/11.
We're going to get there eventually.
Oh, fuck.
Brother! Brother!
Oh, fuck, man.
It's hot down here, brother.
God, I'm already hot from all this.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Before we get into the main event, though, we just want to let you know, October 17th, we're back. We have trivia. Trivia is happening. We're kicking off with
it's
Halloween.
It's spooky,
trivia.
Too.
Yeah, we're
going to
be spooky.
Five rounds, right, gentlemen? Five rounds. We're going to incorporate a theme round, a speed round, a specific round, like what were the actors who played Jason and
Ooh,
Michael
I like
Myers?
That.
And,
oh, man.
All
that's
the mask
good,
guys.
That's a tough,
right?
Yeah.
Who were those
idea.
Actors?
That's
right?
good. Yeah.
Something like that. We're talking to LBJ. Maybe they might put their two cents in for that round.
Oh,
it
nice.
Might be an LBJ brought to you by LBJ, their favorite horror movie.
Okay. What's the ingredients in our house?
Yeah, no.
I do like that idea for everyone. A round, though. Like, because, you know, I think a couple of guys have played Jason, a few guys have played.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we just list, like, name as many as you can at each one's point,
yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Even, like, non memorable, like, the we know. Like, what is it? Jackie Earl Haley played him, Freddy Krueger in the remake.
And Robert Englund.
But it was terrible.
But Robert Englund, who played him.
But if you just ask who played awfully
who played the
Freddy Krueger in the reboot, that might be
and
a trump because how many people.
And allegedly, Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah, right.
But also, guys,
right.
October 31st, Englund gets his star.
Yeah, I think that's
they're giving it to him on Halloween.
Damn right he does.
Way too late to give it to him, but also awesome that it's on Halloween.
Is he still alive?
He is. He's there.
At least he's still here to see it.
He's pumped.
Yeah.
He actually played a really cool character in Stranger Things that I'm really...
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. He played a really cool horror kind of new... Yeah, anyways, but yeah.
Tickets are on sale is the point we're trying to make. They're in the show notes.
If you love Halloween, it's a really fun event to go to for Halloween.
Great venue. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing this a while, so we can guarantee...
The trivia
your
is
happiness.
Fun, man, and if you like, you know, we put it a few weeks before Halloween because we know you're going to be going to Halloween parties and stuff, so this is a great way, another chance for you to wear your costume.
I was just
going to
say, you
thing.
Get to test your costume out with us. It's early enough before the big day that if you got to gamble, test
and you
100%.
Know, and we know you've got your costume ready.
Yeah.
The ones who come to this have had them ready since November 1st, 2024. Like, they've been waiting, right? So, and as these guys have mentioned, so bring your costume because you might win a prize.
That's right.
That's
for best costume.
Emily wants to do like the grade three costume
parade.
Yeah.
Everyone just walks.
I think
just
that's
fun. You just walk around, get into character, show
give
off
everybody
who you
an
are.
Idea to see who you are. See, really get, you know, assess your costume.
And then while all this is going on, in between rounds, while you're playing, someone on your team. Each team will submit their own adult horror coloring challenge. We're going to give you guys a bunch of different choices. We're going to give you the crayons to color with. And we have seen this before. We have done this before. We know if you add to the picture, we know if you step outside of the line, so to speak, you have a better chance of winning the coloring contest. So what is that? That is prizes for trivia winner, prizes for your costume, prizes for coloring for $15.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah,
I mean,
a good time.
We're gonna send you to Landmark Theaters if you win. We're gonna give you a little brown jug. Well, Little Brown Jug's gonna give you some beer swag. We're gonna come up with a little. I think we should give away an award for the costume. I think it should.
That'd
should
be
oh,
nice.
I see. Yeah,
take something home.
Yeah, and then free tickets to Real Debaters Trivia Night for the coloring.
That's right.
People, that's right.
Right. Like
that's
there's,
right.
There's a lot in there. So buy your tickets. Teams of 4 to 6, 6:45
doors. And for the love of God, get there early.
Yeah. Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
6:45. We will let you start sitting. It is rush seating.
Yeah.
So and Little Brown Jug, don't park on William.
Yeah.
Don't.
They do a
park
really good
William.
Job of saving you from getting tickets, but they can only.
Me
do
and Emily
so
both
much,
know
so.
What that feels like.
Damn.
Getting up in the middle of a trivia, being like, "That's my car."
You got to park on that side street.
Hargrave,
Charles
man, I'm telling you, it's all about Hargrave.
Yep, Hargrave. Charles taught me.
That's the key there.
Trivia starts.
There's always parking there. Too.
Always.
Trivia starts at 7:30. Register at 7. Bring your team name. Have a great team name. Team names are always and like if you've never been to one and you're listening to this for the first time, we are an interactive trivia. If you want to fight an answer, if you think we're wrong, we're gonna gladiator you in front of the entire room. We're gonna stick our thumb up. And the rest of the audience is either going to be like yay or nay.
That's right.
And if you've proven that we got it wrong, everybody gets a point.
That's right. That's right.
Because we're the real debaters. We like to argue shit.
That's
so,
true.
Get your tickets, show up, have a good time. Besides that, no review this week because we want to talk about wrestling and we have playoff baseball to watch after.
That's true. Yeah. Baseball is TV.
Yeah. Baseball is.
Well, it's playoffs are starting
today.
Yeah,
today.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big day.
That's insane. Yeah.
The Tigers have to play the next 3 games all at 1 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
Who are they playing?
Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's going to be an afternoon.
Who are the Jays playing?
I don't know.
Boston.
We don't know.
Talk to him.
Oh, Boston.
I think Boston.
Oh, shit.
Do you guys want to find out who the best?
Fuck no. Bastin.
I think they might have got the pass. I don't remember.
Do you guys want to find out the best there was and the best there ever will be at wrestling?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right. That's what we're here for.
What time is it, Charles?
I think it's debate time.
It's debate time.
Oh, yeah, debate time, brother. Yeah.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy
system. I don't know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Oh, no, the Jays ended up getting the bye.
Try to segue.
Oh, they got the bye.
Yeah, they got the bye.
They got the bye. Just like four of the big wrestlers that we have in here. So, well, listener, we're going to break down the list. Nice. You see how I caught that?
Well done.
I caught your pop fly.
Well done.
So the byes this week are Dwayne The Rock Johnson, as he likes to go by
who?
These days. Oh, sorry, The Rock. Dave Bautista.
Bautista.
Hulk Hogan. Jimmy, how do you like Hulk Hogan?
Fuck Hulk Hogan. He died.
And finally, John Cena. So they will not be in the original round. Our semifinalists who've made the cut are Kevin Nash, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Andre the Giant, Chris Jericho, Triple H, China, Roddy Piper, and Jesse.
Sorry, was that your French accent?
Yeah, that was good.
With Andre the Giant?
It was not.
So yeah.
Sorry to
get him. I don't think he had a learning disability.
So if you've been a part of one of these brackets before, it's very simple. We go through the list, we go top to bottom until we have a winner. We have a select set of questions we're going to ask each other during this round, which I'm going to bring up right now. And between Charles and Jimmy, they're going to figure out where we should start on the list. So guys, I'm going to take that for a second. Where do you think?
Do we get Hulk out of the way?
Well, he gets the bye. We got to
get there. Yeah, we got to get there.
Right. So let's start with Kevin Nash and Cold Stone Steve Austin.
Cold Stone Brewery.
I like that.
Cold Stone Brewery.
Oh, why is he not the spokesperson for that? That's a goldmine opportunity.
That's seriously a missed opportunity.
Why can't I remember what Kevin Nash was in?
He was in. Okay, I can tell you right now.
Longest Yard.
But so was Stone Cold.
The Punisher.
Grandma's Boy.
He was
Grandma's Boy.
Yeah. His role in Punisher was pretty good.
Yeah, he was the Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
got
was really
stabbed.
Good. Oh, fucking Magic Mike.
Magic Mike?
That whole franchise, he's in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he's one of the OG strippers.
Liking Kevin Nash's movies more than I thought I would.
Yeah, no, he's great in Magic
Mike. Stone Cold's in that too, so that doesn't count as just a Kevin Nash. And I'd say
Stone Cold is in Longest Yard.
But what's their performance though, right? Because they're both in it. They're both guards. I think Nash.
Kevin Nash goes for the feminine. That's the one
that's
where he's taking the pills, right?
Yeah, I think more
he's
range.
Like, why are my nipples so sore?
More range from Kevin Nash in Longest Yard. We'll give him that.
He pretty much plays himself in Grandma's Boy. Like he's just
he's a
mover.
He's a meat locker.
Remember the best? Yeah, that my favorite is
in defense of Stone Cold.
I got
Condemned
it here.
Condemned is one of my favorite action movies.
Great. Condemned is a great movie.
That's the one I've heard of.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
You've never seen that?
It's worth a watch. It's
they put all the prisoners on this island and fight to the death.
I gotta watch it.
It's Battle Royale with like prisoners. Basically,
it's really sick.
Yeah.
So, Tales of the Rat Fink, Damage, The Expendables, Hunt to Kill.
Oh yeah, he's in The Expendables.
These are all those like action
he's
movies
the bad
on
guy.
Yeah, he's kind of limiting
he's
himself.
He's on the bad guys on Expendables. That's right. Yeah.
He's 100% a mercenary, a guard, a meat locker. Like he's also got
comedic, really good comedic timing. Too.
Does he?
Just
longest
through
yard,
wrestling.
In The Longest
the
Yard.
The Longest Yard, he says six lines. Like, I know,
but when he's turning into a woman is pretty funny.
No, that's Kevin Nash.
No, that's Nash.
Oh, sorry.
We were
saying Stone Cold.
Yeah,
Stone Cold's like one of the asshole guards.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, you know, in
pretty
that
limiting.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Kevin Nash has a little more
I think
range.
Kevin Nash has more, especially if you guys watch Magic Mike. He's fantastic. Okay, he's so really good at Magic Mike.
This might be a pretty big upset.
Listener, we've realized in the past that sometimes we just come up with our own reasoning. So I have set up a set of questions per round that we can start asking that kind of are a great equalizer here. So, okay, so between the two, who transitioned from the ring to the screen with ease, let's say?
It should have been Stone Cold, but I honestly think it's Kevin Nash.
Yeah, I think
agree.
So.
I agree.
I think
Kevin Nash more naturally fits that. But in terms of wrestling acting, I can't say Stone Cold wasn't better.
Yeah,
but if we're
yeah.
talking to the screen, I think it's Kevin Nash.
All right. Whose acting career has the most range so far with action drama or dramedy? Action
Mr.
comedy
Nash.
Drama.
I think it's Mr. Nash.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I will give Stone Cold his Instagrams are really funny. Like, he's got great actual comedic timing.
His podcast is great, too.
Yeah.
Like, Poncho, get over here. Yeah.
It's really
Do you
awesome.
Have one for everybody today, please?
I'm trying.
And
please.
I like that he inspired Stone Cold ET. That's one of my favorite things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, here's two good questions, guys. Okay. First one is who has the most memorable single performance? I think it's Hard Nipples.
Yeah,
I think Nash is from what we are comparing, not just by acting but like from the ring. That is that's something when you ask Kevin Nash
Russian.
To do.
He's got one of my favorite lines in Grandma's Boy where he's like, "You gave her rent money to prostitutes?" He's like, "They're not prostitutes." He's like, "They do if they massage your cock."
Yeah, he's just sitting there eating chips.
Yeah, and he's just eating other chips. Yeah, yeah, like that. Yeah, and the Russian is a very underrated.
It
like,
is.
He got
he's
a whole
fight
stab.
Scene, right?
And it's one of the coolest fights.
It is.
It's long. They like Kool-Aid Man through walls.
He got stabbed.
Like, yeah.
He actually got stabbed.
Yeah. And just looked him in the face and took the blade out.
Awesome.
Thomas Jane's also very underrated in that. But no.
I think we just put Nash.
I think Nash
agree.
Is.
It's
I agree.
A sweep.
I think we forgot how great Nash is.
Yeah.
I really didn't like when I came here. I didn't expect to know more things. From
yeah,
Kevin
right.
Nash. But I'm struggling to think of things Stone Cold's been in other than The Condemned.
Yeah,
well,
like,
the difference is that Nash has done a bunch of different things. Where Stone Cold, the reason you're having a problem is it's the same guy.
It's the same.
Right?
Guy.
Yeah, he's just Stone Cold and things.
They're like, we need a guard. We need a bad guy. Yeah. We need a tough guy. Can you do it? Yes, you can. All right, here's scale.
Here
come
we go.
Because even in Expendables, he's pretty much just playing himself.
Yeah. He's the Texas Rattlesnake wherever he fucking goes.
He's got the one-liner. He's just the bad guy, just always like this. Yeah, yeah.
Two wrestlers' pedigree. That is why wrestlers are so great, is because they have to come up with a character.
Yeah.
Like, you have to believe your character. It is a natural progression for a wrestler to become an actor.
Well,
you're already working on believing who you are
right.
in the moment.
You're
working
a superstar.
You're a superstar. You're working in front of bigger crowds than a movie set. You're already ready to go. You just need some lessons
the
on
Miz
timing and hitting the mark.
Should have been Johnny Cage.
Yeah. That was that's
it was
too bad.
Right there.
It's too bad, eh? I really liked that idea of him being when the fans were saying that. I really like. Don't get me wrong, Carl Urban looks
great.
Him. I'm Carl sure he's gonna Urban. Be good. But The Miz is just he actually is.
That's
Johnny Cage.
Cage.
Yeah, like he lives his life like Johnny Cage.
What a name!
Yeah.
All right. Should we just move?
Let's move down
top to bottom.
Yep.
All right.
Who we got?
Charles. Who's next?
Who are we looking at here? Are we doing Andre the Giant and Chris Jericho?
As
Winnipeg
I
legend.
One? Winnipeg legend Chris Jericho versus
anybody on the peanut.
It's going to turn into Ray Romano now.
Sorry. Hey, anybody want a peanut?
Deborah,
get me my peanuts.
Okay, I need to bring up both.
Going
of
to Mars.
These, so. Jesus Christ. Andre the Giant movies. Besides the obvious, so there's Trading Mom, The Princess Bride, Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, yeah, he was in Conan.
Casse Tête Chinoise, which
inconceivable.
Is his first French movie
good.
In 67.
Good
he you. Has got four movies to his name and the original SummerSlam.
Conan is also a very, I forgot he was in that. He's so
what was he in Conan?
True. Just a giant man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he either fights Conan or like.
He plays an elf.
They have like.
Plays a whimsical elf. He
plays one of the dwarfs.
He's a fairy.
They meet Cinderella and he's one of the dwarfs, bud.
Anybody want their wings?
But you know what's funny is he had a short career and a short life, but he made such an impact in his short time.
He did.
Like, Princess Bride is still.
He's one of the wonders of the world, man. Like,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
The farts, the beer drinking,
well,
the story,
seeing, like, his,
the kindness, the guy that he was. Like, he was larger than life before he even did movies.
Well, I mean, without him, you wouldn't have Big Show. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't have the big guy at all. He's the archetype.
He was so good.
And his wrestling career is always and forever will be what he's known for. His acting career was like, I need some money.
But yeah. I think what it was too is if he like if he was still alive, I'm sure he would have done more memorable movies. Yes. You know what I mean? Like again, he totally. died
he was
very young
in
his career.
A lot of his life.
Yeah,
French
yeah.
impressionism is probably what he would have gotten into. Yeah. Some weird artistic.
He's
shit.
The transporter.
Okay, and Chris Jericho.
MacGruber.
Yeah, so MacGruber actually has a really great
love making dick
wrestling.
Jokes. I love hearing them.
They have Henry. What's his face? God.
A lot of great wrestlers in it.
Sexual Chocolate.
Mark
Henry's in it. Like
Terrifier 2,
Kali.
Terrifier 3.
Great Khali. Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then MacGruber
but Jericho's,
kills them
all. Yeah. Blows them up. Oh, no. Are you guys okay?
guys, we're forgetting Sharknado 3.
Jericho's in that?
Jericho's in Sharknado 3.
Oh, that's awesome.
3.
Well, Jericho and MacGruber is amazing too because he's like in love with MacGruber
bit. It's the relationship from Predator.
That's what it is, right? Yeah. That's what it is, yeah. And I'll be there to watch you rip those throats, MacGruber.
Well, you're looking good. Well, it's hard carrying this 24-inch python around. I love your dick jokes. And I love hearing them.
I kind of think that this is equally weighted because Jericho's stuff, like,
he's great.
He doesn't have a lot of big. He's a Tubi movie.
Well, he had his own show on Gem, did he not? In CBC, where it was like him trying to be an actor.
Yeah,
I saw like a couple.
Like a reality show, right?
No. It's a sitcom. It's a sitcom where he plays himself. I think it's just called Jericho, and he plays himself, and it's him trying to separate
kinda like Joey
from the wrestler. He's like. So a lot of it is like it's his version of Entourage. Like he goes to auditions and they're trying to get range and he can't do it. Or he does do it and they're like, we want like the wrestler. And he's just like, fuck, because he's trying to separate. It wasn't bad. I think like it was like Jane Arden got her own show for a little bit there where it was making fun of herself. It's kind of like that. I think it's either called Jericho or something else, but it's literally about him trying to be an actor, like a big.
Well, let's talk about
actor.
Quality of movie.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant has one of the most beloved
it's not like
movies
he was
of
just,
all time.
He wasn't just taking scripts.
No.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, and what I like about it too is in Princess Bride, he has a lot more, like, the kind of joke is he's intelligent more than you would think for a big
moon. Yeah.
Look what I can do. You know, because they could have easily made him be like, he has two words in
Hodor.
The whole movie. Yeah.
Hodor.
But his character's actually really funny in the whole movie. Like, yeah. Yeah, and it's sad. Like, it's kind of nuts. He only did, like, that one big movie, right? Like, I could have seen him being a really...
Okay.
Like, imagine him as a Bond villain.
What do we do?
Here's a question. Let's help decide here. If you could keep one of their filmographies, who survives more?
Oh, MacGruber over Princess Bride?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Rob Reiner will have your ass.
Oh, no. I mean,
yeah, I think it's got to be Andre's, right? Just... Because if we do a film podcast and we take MacGruber over Princess,
so,
and we eliminate Princess Bride from existence.
This will be our last episode.
So for the political right way to do it, it's Princess Bride. But
don't
in
bring
my
politics
heart,
into this.
In my heart, it's MacGruber.
I mean, I
you'll still have the TV show.
Right?
I haven't actually seen the TV show.
And there's
I've
nothing wrong.
The
like, you'll always have the movie. I think
I hear
the jokes
good.
Are just good.
I hear it's
okay,
good.
Okay, one more equalizer.
Shit,
there.
Man. Shit.
Okay, who carried...
Fuck. I mean, okay, bottom line, I love Jericho, but if I could pick which actor to meet,
it's Andre
the
Giant. Because we could just run into Jericho here.
Yeah! He went to Red River. I'm like, you know what I mean? I could be like, I could go to one of those, like, let's bring all the graduates
AEW is going to come here.
Yeah. Oh, he was there when we went
exactly.
to AEW.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, hey. Halloween.
Spooky.
There's a black cat in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll sit.
She's so cute.
Billy, are you going to hang out? What
you're
are you
very
doing, Billy?
Sweet.
They don't know.
You don't know what you're doing anymore.
So we went Andre? Okay,
yeah,
I think
yeah, we went Andre.
And in the next round, we've got Triple H and Chyna.
Oh,
China is
China.
China. It's the same as Stone Cold. Like she's done Expendables, I think, right? Like,
she did Expendables and Entourage. She played herself.
Yeah,
which I think
but
is still...
the reason she's here
and they were
is...
going to do the Roadhouse with her, and she was. So I think I told Jimmy this. Yeah. So originally Roadhouse was going to be her, and that was going to be a big thing.
This is a great point because
her acting was so atrocious. They made her go see acting coaches. Blah blah blah.
Didn't
and then
work.
She didn't even. She was like. I don't want
this. Isn't working.
And then Amazon bought the script, and then they did with Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor, which worked really well.
Very well.
Right. But originally that was supposed to be... Also, I think from what I read in her personal life, she was going through shit.
Yeah.
That's why she left wrestling. Like, she kind of wanted to
leave.
That's
how she died.
Yeah, kind of in that sense. In that sense. But yeah, that was supposed to be her big flagship movie star moment.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's a great point, because who's gone after Triple H that much? Like, yeah. Who in the Hollywood has been like,
Royal,
like
Ready to Rumble?
Okay.
Oh no, that was Diamond Dallas. That's Diamond Dallas Page.
That's WCW. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Never mind.
Triple H was in Blade Trinity.
He was?
Yeah, he's one of the vampires. Yeah, he's one with the Pomeranian vampire dog.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Okay,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, so he's in that.
Wow.
He's done some voice work.
Truly, I think we've seen China in more things.
We have. Hang on, guys.
She did a lot when she, I mean, she did porn.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Porn's TV.
Yeah, porn is.
Porn is TV.
From the guys that brought you Dustin Diamond Sexton.
Porn is on the smallest screen you can find.
That's true, and it's everywhere.
Chaperone, where he drives a bus.
Yeah, I remember vaguely seeing.
Triple H?
Triple H. Inside Out with Michael Rappaport and Parker Posey.
Not
and
the Bruce Dern.
Oh, we're
Parker Posey.
Yeah, they did a movie together. Goodness.
Blade Trinity.
Scooby-Doo versus WrestleMania Mystery.
Okay.
And Surf's Up 2 Wave Mania.
He was in Surf's Up 2?
Two, not one, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
the one
Surf's
they wanted
up?
To make? The Penguin Surf movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where Shia LaBeouf. And,
but not Happy Feet.
But not
I was
going to
say, it was that studio being like, we need a Penguin movie.
Yes.
Damn it.
You get a Penguin movie.
Yes, probably.
No, that's studios do that
Charles,
all the time.
Yeah. You have
The Illusionist and Prestige.
You're burying the lead here on what China's really what China's really known for.
So though. Yeah, China, the reason why I brought up China is like Third Rock from the Sun is easily one of my favorite
there
shows of all time.
I've been watching it. Are you watching it because it was trending in the movie app that you use?
So you know what it is?
Because that's why I started watching
sure.
it.
We're rewatching a 70s show.
Yeah.
And it's the same writers
Bonnie
and creative
and Terry
team.
Turner. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I've seen, like, I know 70s show almost like the back of my hand. Like, I can say, I can
you
hear
know
a
coming,
scene
yeah.
and I'm like, I know this whole episode.
I need something else.
But Third Rock, I don't have that as much, but I love it. So I just like, I'm like, and I checked on the stick and it was there and I'm like, hey, we got to watch this.
Checked on
But China stick. Is so fucking funny in that show because Harry wants to be a cop. And obviously that's stupid in its own.
He should not have a gun.
But then he meets China at the training academy, and China falls mad. Like, they fall so madly in love with each other. But the running joke is, like, she's the masculine one. So, like, when they meet, he hits his head and falls like a
and
dame.
And she catches him.
And she catches him. And he even does this, and she catches. Yeah, like, that's the...
I'd let her catch
that's
me.
That's the relationship. And it's great. Like, it's so... She was hilarious. She has really funny comedic timing, and, like...
She did. Like, on what she was given... to work with. She was just, you know, this like Amazonian
she's like an Andre the Giant, but like
she
for,
was
like a
the
woman.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
She's bigger than the wall,
and she even did some of his moves. Like one of her big moves is she just put a wrestler on her back and spin.
Yeah. First woman to compete in the Royal Rumble.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, man.
Did a ton for wrestling. Like
she
there
did.
Was there was Luna Vachon in the 90s, but then China was the early
Jacqueline,
2000s.
Yeah,
well,
and then opened up the women's wrestling.
Yeah, like basically. China was a big deal because like divas was always a thing, but that was clearly for the male audience. Like that was the TNA
Absolutely.
Moment. Of it, but China was a wrestler.
Like
they didn't treat them like wrestlers. They didn't think they could be
right. But yeah. China was like a wrestler. She was not this diva
oh,
bullshit.
I could kill
She's
people.
A wrestler. Yeah. I will crush your head in my hands.
I must break
but
you.
Like that's why I think part of the reason like the female league is where it is now. Like it's
oh,
more
it wouldn't be 100%.
It's my favorite 100%. Part of wrestling now.
I had so much fun at WrestlePalooza when those girls
Dude,
were in
man,
the ring.
It was great, man. Yeah.
Ladies,
Devil's Kiss.
Ladies. Devil's Kiss.
Yeah.
I want the Devil's Kiss. It's China.
Yeah.
Shauna didn't believe us.
She did not. No, she's gay.
It was worth the wait, though, right? When it finally happened, she was like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's wrestling, man. It's all about the buildup.
Incredible.
If they do everything right away, like, you know
it's
what I
China.
Mean?
Triple
it's China.
Triple H is an actor.
It's China.
It's China.
It's China.
Tariffs. China.
100% tariffs. Fucking asshole.
Putting tariffs on Triple H. China, you're good.
You're good.
You, I don't like you. Tariffs on you forever. All right, Jimmy. You can break out the impressions again, my friend, because we are now approaching the final round of our semifinals, which is Roddy Piper, which I believe, is he a Winnipeg boy?
He is.
He's a Winnipeg boy.
He's if he's
my
not
mom
Winnipeg,
told me
he's
that
Manitoba.
Is,
he's for sure Manitoba.
Yeah, like the Carmen
but,
or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
But what's more Winnipeg than Minnesota?
The Bayou.
Then the Baja.
Baja. Oh,
okay.
Spill Sasso. Is like, oh, my God.
Okay, we obviously have to start with
They Live.
They Live. Right?
Oh, my God. Roddy Nail. I don't know how
yeah.
he does, like, how he didn't take off more as an actor.
It bothers me
yeah.
a lot.
Is
yeah.
incredible.
Really bothers
yeah.
me.
And They Live was a fucking wicked movie.
He's the coolest
the premise
person
of it
alive.
Yeah. Is so dystopian, so ahead of its time.
And he is what cool is in that movie.
I didn't tell you guys this, but like one of the first weeks I was in Toronto, a buddy of mine took me to Comedy Bar, which is one of their big comedy things. And it was a private thing. They didn't tell us. And Roddy Piper and Bret Hart were there. And it was just
That's
stories
awesome.
Of wrestling. And I was all the way in the back, but it was still like, I'm telling you guys,
you need to see.
Roddy
yeah.
is such a storyteller. Like, he is so, like, he oh, told the goodness. Funniest stories, and he's just, and Bret Hart, like, my heart goes out to him. He's not doing super great. He was just sitting on a stool holding a glass of wine, and he'd, like, chime in every now and then. But Roddy was, like, acting
he's
everyone
sharp
out.
Shooter.
Like,
Bret Hart's a pretty bitter guy now.
He, yeah. I get it. You know, like, he's.
Goldberg kind of ruined his life.
The corporation.
Yeah, the cloud is just, he's Charlie
yeah.
Brown. He's like Charlie a real Brown. Charlie Brown. Like,
Goldberg
like,
kicked him
yeah.
in the head, really.
Yeah,
fucked
it fucked
up.
His life
yeah,
up
it
for
fucked
sure.
His life. It ruined
yeah.
his
He's
career
got CTE, I would imagine. Yeah.
Well, Goldberg and also losing your brother the way it happened and knowing that it was because of like Vince.
Can I give you
thing,
can I give
right?
you the breakdown here? I did not know that Piper had as much as he's got.
Yeah, okay. he's done a lot, man.
But he's got three movies before They Live. Hang on.
Okay.
Then he's got a Mortal Kombat, Back in Action, No Contest, Sci Fighters, Terminant, Jungle Ground, Dead Tides, I've Seen, The Bad Pack, Hard Time with Burt Reynolds. He's also He's a blind eye. Like
so,
he acted all the way up
they
until
were,
2016 before he
oh
died.
Oh my God! Do you guys want to know what one of his big last roles was? Which is one of my favorite.
Always Sunny.
A recurring role on yeah. It's Always Sunny as the maniac.
He was great.
So there's a whole season/episode that they devote to their love of WrestleMania and wrestlers, and they make their own characters. They want to throw on a charity wrestling match, but steal all the money because it's yeah. Always Sunny. And
I'm the trash man. I throw trash all around
so
the ring.
The wrestler that they hire to learn all the moves and learn how to do it is Roddy Piper, who is called the Maniac.
Right.
And he is fucking phenomenal in it. Like, he is so good. They brought him back. Like, they brought him
well,
back as much as they could. And yeah, it's one of my favorite roles he's ever done.
And an excellent wrestler, man.
He was, yeah, he's really, really good. Yeah.
He sold it. He really knew how to, like, that's back in the day when all you had was a pair of trunks, some
yeah.
boots, and his leather jacket.
And
the rest
kilt.
Was you. His kilt, right?
He brought out his kilt.
And he used to do yeah. the talk show in the ring.
Well, and see, that was the one thing that killed me was, like, they really were trying to make Ronda be the next big superstar.
I
because
so upset
he basically
that.
Was like,
I'll
I'm
endorse
getting
her.
Yeah, I'm getting you to take on my character.
Persona.
You're
yeah.
taking
and,
it over
and
now.
She bitch
botched
fucked
it.
It
yeah.
Yeah, she was not there. She didn't do it well. She
Jimmy?
Didn't do it well.
So let's talk about Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse did Predator.
Yes,
Jesse
did
Running Man. Jesse did
yeah.
Naked Gun.
Oh,
Jesse
yeah.
did No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
Jesse did Demolition Man.
Oh, he's great in Demolition
Jesse
Man.
Jesse did Batman and Robin, and Jesse did The Ringer.
Wait, he's in Batman and Robin with Arnold?
At some point.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
Listen.
It's not on screen for us to see, but it's in
there.
Okay, so
maybe they cut him.
If we're arguing quality of movie, it goes Jesse's way.
100%.
As great as They Live is, and
Roddy's
Roddy has
catalog
his,
is
yeah.
bigger.
Roddy's catalog is a lot bigger.
Well, in range, I would say, is Roddy. Like, Roddy Piper right. at least plays, like, They Live. He starts off as, like, you know.
Jesse's kind of the
cool
he,
dude.
He plays the body.
He always just plays, yeah, he plays what you get him
body.
For. What you get him
yeah.
for.
Yeah,
yeah.
You, he's the Stone Cold before
right.
Stone Cold.
Okay, so acting
right.
goes Roddy's way.
Yeah. But
who's the better conspiracy theorist, though?
Jesse.
Jesse. Yeah. Who has his own show on History Channel.
Oh. Fuck. That's wild.
Like, I don't know what he is in The Ringer. I'm sure he's there for 7 seconds.
Look, Predator yeah, is classic. He's been in classic movies. But Predator, for me, is Arnold. Running Man is for Arnold.
Well, and they aren't necessarily,
you know,
yeah, that's
Demolition Man's
they
for
aren't
Stallone and
Jesse
Snipes.
Jesse Ventura movies.
Yeah,
they
he's aren't. In them.
Well, okay, so then we're looking at...
But Roddy, I watched They Live for Roddy.
Supporting
right.
character versus lead. He is the lead in more movies than the body.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. And he's the focal point, I would say, more than...
I would say who's parlayed...
Who's parlayed?
Who's parlayed in ring to overshadow with movies?
Oh, Roddy's a way
Roddy.
Better wrestler.
Yeah, I'd
his character, everything. Again, Ventura had
people
his
know
moments.
Who he is.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is who's taken, who's made you forget that they were a wrestler better?
Oh,
Roddy.
And that's what this is about, right? Who's gone to screen?
Yeah.
So Roddy has done more to make you forget. Where you still see Jesse and go, that's Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
I don't go Governor of Minnesota. I go Jesse the Body. Right.
Well, and again in Predator, I think that's more just how he is now. Because in Predator, he's kind of like the, you know, it's kind of the aggressive, oddly weird, like. Blah, blah, blah. And then also, too, is like Roddy up until his death seemed like a pretty awesome, nice dude.
Yeah.
And Ventura, I don't know if I'd want to meet him.
I mean, he was a Democrat, wasn't he?
Started the Wrestlers Union.
Who, Ventura?
Tried to start
a Wrestlers
Union.
Yeah, so he's a Democrat
union.
Then, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah, that's
he's not
right,
a Republican
that's right,
starting
that's
a union.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
last thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Good point.
I mean.
Or tried to start a Wrestlers Union.
And Minnesota's typically blue.
generally. I think so, right?
Yeah. They are now.
I mean, also, we got Canadian homegrown boy, too. So
I think it goes Roddy.
It's got to go Roddy.
100%.
And now the buys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And now the buy guys.
Eyes the buys, the builds the boats. Eyes the buys, the sailors.
The buys.
We are in our semi. No, or no, we're now
quarterfinals.
No, we were in quarterfinals. This is why I don't do sports. We were in quarterfinals.
This
or
is
now
the divisional
semi.
Round.
Divisional round. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, I see.
That was the wild card.
So this is the winner of the West side and the winner of the East side, and then that'll go through.
So it's Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash surprises. In that first round.
He did.
Oh, The Rock.
The Rock's just The Rock and everything. I'm not going to sit
smashing
here and say that Kevin
machine,
Nash
though.
Is deep range. Okay, you know what?
None this, of us
I'm
have
so
seen
glad
it,
you said that
okay.
So
be cool. Be cool. Yeah. I did like him in Be Cool.
It's been broughten.
I'm
I did
so
like
glad
him.
You brought
monologue?
Up Smashing yeah. Machine because we're saying The Rock is going for his big
yeah,
award. He's
yeah,
doing
yeah,
his
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
He still rocked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He insisted on playing, what's his name, Mark Kerr?
Yeah, yeah. The ultimate.
At 20.
Yeah, which is
instead
so
of
funny.
Just getting a younger actor.
And
the
how
Rock
old is The
is
Rock?
50? 50. He insisted
awesome.
On it.
Yeah.
Just put makeup on me.
This is what I'm talking about. He can't stop himself.
No.
He can't stop himself
but
from trying
he's
to
too
ruin
big.
Things.
He's too big. Like,
hang on.
Literally, physically,
he
and
does,
his mind.
He cannot make a good decision.
You know,
to the flip side of that, that is where the gamble is. That is where you could do exactly what you just said.
You're right. Tom Hanks should have played his little boy self.
No. That's different. But with
Forrest Gump.
But yeah. with makeup and being like, that's the gamble that The Rock can play. Anybody else, get someone else to do it. That's fine. But The Rock hasn't done anything yet to solidify that he's willing to take a chance.
But it's not like that's something he has to do to win an
Oscar. No, he does.
No, Tom Hanks didn't.
No, but Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks.
Fine.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're comparing an actor to a wrestler.
I'm saying
for a wrestler to be treated as a real actor.
Because the Academy still sees him
Thank
as
you.
Just a wrestling
you get it.
Boy.
You get it. That's my point.
Fair.
So
that's fair.
The reason it has to be done.
That's why he got rid of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's just Dwayne Johnson now. So it's more of an actor.
That's why he shredded the weight now and is walking around looking 50. Like,
I think that might also be because his doctor's like, you're going to die in 2 years. Because
he wants the Academy to view him.
You're still doing steroids. Like,
so what you're saying is
yeah,
right, Jimmy. It's
yeah.
just in his eyes, it's the only way he gets cred.
Because it's kind of like the Mickey. Like, not that Mickey Rourke didn't have great performances, but it also made the Oscars look good. They're like, we're giving former drug addicts the chance, right? Like,
RDJ.
I'm just being honest. Yeah, I'm just
yeah.
being honest, right?
No,
like,
yeah,
the
hear,
Oscars
yeah.
gloated about that.
Chaplin's good enough,
right?
Yeah,
yeah right.
Around.
But they gloated about
we're
like
bringing you
they're
back.
On there. They went to rehab and it worked. And look, like you know what? I mean? Like that
they're
was
so
a part
how
of it.
Inspirational.
Was a part of it. Yes,
yeah.
The Oscars.
So The Rock winning an Oscar too also shows like. He did start as a wrestler, but he's so talented.
That's not inspirational.
I know, but it makes the...
That's
like,
Jeremy Renner getting run over by his own $200,000 snowplow.
That yeah, and he's still Hawkeye.
And he's still Hawkeye.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash was the Russian.
So, again,
like, do we all enjoy watching The Rock to some degree?
No.
I mean...
Admit it to yourself.
Scorpion
no,
King,
I,
yes.
Scorpion King CGI
Scorpion
specifically.
King sucks.
No, The Rundown. Like there are movies that I like.
Well, the
Walking Tall, The
right,
Rundown.
Okay, no, you got me there.
Like
yeah.
those are fun movies, and
you
I can't see someone doing it other than The Rock.
How about in?
No, you
how,
got me. There.
How about the fourth wall break in Rundown? I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but this is something that I hold dear in movie trivia. The moment when Schwarzenegger is out coming out of the club and he's
yeah,
going
and
in,
he
and
says,
there is
have fun.
That is
yeah, it's him telling him
is,
like you're taking
that
the torch from me.
100%.
Yeah, you're taking 100%. The torch.
They did not need to do that though.
Yeah. But so okay,
and
but
even,
that's for us to be like if Arnold thinks it's okay,
this
then
is
it must
my
be
conspiracy
okay.
theory
that's
with
what wrestling
the,
does. That's what Rowdy did with Ronda.
He's right. But that was also again, that's the that is the
They're
acting
trying to
that's
get,
Hollywood.
Make us accept him.
Yeah,
it's not about passing the torch. It's yeah. about trying to get us to accept
by
him.
Looking yeah. like it's passing the torch.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
here's my theory with The Rock. I think his film career is better with hair than without.
I agree.
When?
I enjoy
when
more
did
of
he
his
have
movies.
Hair?
Rundown
oh,
and Walking Tall.
Rundown and Walking Tall.
Because yeah.
he was still, again, when he was in WrestleMania, he had hair.
You're damn right.
Right? Or WWE. Look
I
at his movie catalog.
That
I'm telling
is the
you.
Best take
as soon as he
I
lost his
ever
hair,
heard about The Rock.
He became too commercial. Like,
well,
Jumanji's boring.
What
you
is,
know?
What is,
like,
you are dead on.
Telling you, man. Watch
what's
his
the,
movies.
What's the one where he jumps with the leg? where he jumps the park, where he takes his leg off. Like he's got a.
It's the one where the tower. He's on
it's
the.
It's like a Towering Inferno ripoff.
And China made it. That was the big deal. It was China made, so it was like a billion dollar movie. Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Something stupid
and then
like
San
that.
San Andreas.
Yeah, and then San Andreas. Right, like, right. But like, notice no hair.
No hair.
Maybe
I think Charles is right.
Maybe with hair because he's playing Mark Kerr. This could be.
Can I? Whoa.
Jesus Christ!
He's got
what
hair
the
back.
Fuck?
He's got hair back.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got hair back.
Oh
right?
my God!
So this could be his
You've
moment.
You stumbled upon something.
I'm telling you, man.
So terrifying.
If we all believe, if we all watch Smashing Machine and we're like, wow, then it's the
here's,
hair.
That's
it's
a great ad for turkey.
I mean, Homer had hair, and he was sexy
he was
for
so
that
confident.
Minute. He was super confident.
Everybody's getting hair transplants,
That's
too, guys.
Everyone's getting hair.
Have you seen Will Arnett?
Cena's keeping his
this
hair.
Is the clip,
Cena's,
Mike.
Yeah. Cena's keeping
this
his
is,
hair.
This is the clip. This is
I'm
the
just
clip.
Saying, man, I personally love a lot of The Rock's movies, and I notice when he has hair, I like them a little bit better.
I like the movie better.
Yeah. Nothing against bald people. But
well, a little.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, hold on.
Bald Rock. He just, when he turns into The Rock, I'm not a huge fan, but when he's The Rock with some fuzz.
I don't disagree.
Into it. Into it.
So it's The Rock, it's right? The, we're putting.
I was just gonna say Kevin Nash. Yeah.
I mean, okay, I will give Kevin Nash this. I think I enjoy a lot more of his roles because he tries to.
He tried.
He plays Kevin Nash,
he's
the wrestler,
character.
But then he tries and plays characters. Whereas a lot of The Rock is him.
It's the guy you want to have a beer with, yeah. I think. Where The Rock is the guy who pisses in a bottle.
And honestly, guys, watch. I'm telling you, watch Magic Mike just for Kevin Nash. He has some really
big, sexy baby.
The Rock
big sexy.
Some really great scenes in it.
All right, Jimmy, who's next? Two big men. It's two big men.
Oh, no.
It's Andre the Giant versus Dave Bautista. I get to tell my Dave Bautista story.
I love Andre, but I
think
the
quality of movies and where Bautista's going is more interesting to me.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, and he's one of the few.
Showgirl, he got everybody in independent and like indie budget stuff was like this like he owned that movie with Pam
Even
Anderson.
The one he did with Kumail Nanjiani, I really
loved. Oh, yeah. And the one with the little girl?
Stuber, I actually really enjoyed that. They were fun together. They were really fun.
Well, and you talk about Knock at the Cabin and just the quality.
Oh, over 300 pounds for Knock at the Cabin.
That. That's right.
He went up.
He was
and again,
massive.
Even for somebody like... Drax doesn't have a lot of, let's say, dialogue and stuff, but the dimension, like the levels he brought to that character.
Shouldn't who is Gamora? Really,
yeah.
It shouldn't have been that good.
Why
it
shouldn't is have been Gamora? That good, yeah. Even when he, remember, he's like, but I'm eating it so slow, it's like I'm invisible. And they're like, but you're not.
But you're not.
And he just, look at this, so slow. Right? Like, that's, I think that's him.
Did
but
you
it's
change
good.
Your voice?
Well, and that's the range.
Why
right?
are you talking, why are you talking like the god?
Going from that to something like Knock at the Cabin is just incredible. And I know not everyone feels the same way.
Even when he beat
I
Cabin,
really
but
liked
I like
Knock at the Cabin. That
bit.
Was a very
I thought Jonathan,
good.
Hey, Jonathan Groff was fantastic.
Was fantastic. Knock at the Cabin's great. Filmography is way bigger.
You know what I did like? He was a classic Bond villain. He had one line. I think he just goes, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Or, oh, shit. And then he, like, dies.
Well, that's
right. Yeah, literally. That's like a classic Bond villain.
Didn't he get punched? And then what's his dick ran off?
Yeah. So, because... And in real, while they were filming it, he actually knocked out Daniel Craig,
I
think.
No. Daniel Craig hit him, and Daniel Craig went running.
And went running. That's what it was. And
he
was laughing.
Was gonna...
Yeah, because
Bautista's
like, you can hit me. And then he really hit him.
And then Bautista asked
if
they could...
Well, because Bautista's taken a stiff punch in wrestling
before. Well, he asked if they could do that in the movie, and then they were like, no.
But
he was like, can we make it a real punch? And they're like,
well, you know what's funny? The real punch often doesn't, from what I've read and understand, the real punch doesn't often look as good on screen.
Yeah, so there's that element for sure, because usually when it's real, one of them reacts in a way of like they run away or they're like, oh, I'm so
there's
sorry
a flinch
right away.
When you know it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
when you
too
know it's
real.
Fake.
It's yeah.
I think that's the difference. Fight Club Bautista too.
Yeah, sorry. Fight Club had the real good punch to the ear.
I don't think we need to really.
Andre, we love you, R.I.P.
We love you. You're a legend. You always will be.
He got so hammered in a hotel once.
Yeah, he ripped the door off.
They couldn't move him, so they put velvet rope around
him. That's right. That's right.
Can I tell you?
I remember they thought they'd put a prank on him. They locked him out of his room, and he grabbed the door off the hinges
and
ripped it off.
Just pulled it off.
And then passed out in the room.
Or when he farted on Jake the Snake in the ring. And it was just this giant thunderclap across his rippling chest. Like, total legend. Can I tell my Dave Bautista story?
Yeah.
So, Raw in town the first time.
Yeah,
early 2000s, right?
Yeah,
even 04, 05.
Yeah, somewhere around
this
there.
This was, like, right the first thing at the MTS, like, one of the first
and I grew
things.
Up with tons of stories of my mother being at the Polo Park Inn with all the wrestlers back in the day, jumping Jim Brunzel, Bobby Heenan, like, the old school, like, the original, like, Canadian...
You can't have the brain without the body.
Right? So, even body, right? Like, he was there, too. So, I had heard all these stories wrestling's coming to town. They're obviously going to be at the Palace. So we show up at like 9 of course a fucking they're gonna be clock. And we clock the coach coming in. Sits That's down awesome. By himself in his suit.
Jonathan Coachman?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Walk over to him and I'm like, so how was the show? And for about 40 minutes, he just talked to us.
That's so cool.
Super nice
That's
guy.
So cool.
You did it right.
Like, Papa yeah. Shango, talk yeah. to me, guys. Like, it's yeah. insane.
That's awesome.
Like,
dude, wrestlers are so cool.
Like, he was such a nice guy.
Yeah.
So we were waiting and waiting and waiting. Obviously, we all got to go to work the next day. So it's like 11 o'clock. Finally, you can see guys, like, starting to stroll in. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
These big fuckers who are parting the Red Sea of the Palomino. Yeah. And we're like, hey, we got to go. Like, I'm trying
it's
to be.
It's
going to
get crazy.
It's going to get crazy.
This is old pal.
It was old pal.
It was Booty Shake Monday.
Like Kevin Nash
you
is
see
up
them
there.
Like so it's like midnight at this point and I'm like 2 more hours is gonna fucking suck tomorrow. So we start walking out and we come around the corner and I see the doors open and it's like la and duck down comes Randy Orton.
Get out of here.
Like full on like juiced Randy Orton right out of
he
the
He was
arena.
A kid then.
Get out of here.
Like he was probably 22.
Yeah, he's young
yeah.
as
yeah.
shit.
Because he was like starting out, right?
Yeah.
Like yeah, yeah.
Comes
yeah.
in right around the corner. This guy ducks and turns sideways to get through the door.
Like he's wearing Michael Keaton's Batman mask.
Yeah,
100%. He can't, and like stands up, turns, walks in, ducks, turns, does it again. And that's when I come around the corner and bump right into Batista's stomach.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, who is this?
And this is young Batista,
this is,
too.
This is Batista.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
This is like Adam Bomb. Yeah,
you can't even say prime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
At not even peak. Like, there's no word.
Bounced off him, bounced off Orton, and just kept going and was like, I just touched greatness.
That's so cool.
Get RKO'd.
And we were like, should we go back in? And we're like, fuck no. Like,
RKO me. Yeah.
But like,
I think that was good enough.
That was good enough. Like, I touched the stomach. I was like, this guy is,
fell back.
Well, even back then, these guys are on, like, as a wrestling fan, these guys are on a level that it's like seeing a mega celebrity. You know what I mean?
It really was.
Yeah. It's like, I only see you on TV and you're fucking 6 inches tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and now you're right in front of me. You're a real person.
And you're a monster.
Insane.
But they watching them, like, the brief time that I watched them, they don't got to do anything, guys. Like, big guy just attracts people, whether or not he's a wrestler.
Well, they think this guy's important. He probably plays football
for sure.
Something,
right?
Yeah, you're not just a regular dude working in an office job. Like,
but something's
like, got to be.
They're in there and just
jeans. Something's wrong.
Yeah, what's your story?
Like Coachman was in, like, just a blue suit, right?
Well,
and, like,
Jonathan
a T-shirt,
but what
right?
I like is they are celebrities in my mind, but I feel like they're so much more approachable or, like, so much more enjoyable with their fans than real. Like, if it was Brad Pitt, you wouldn't even be allowed to get anywhere.
Imagine
right?
you find, like, because wrestling fans aren't right.
Yeah, they're probably insane. They're insane.
What are you
yeah.
saying, so, Jimmy?
Well, yeah. Michael coming up to Coachman and being like, hey, man, how was the show? Is probably such a relief.
Yeah, yeah, like, for sure.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. We were.
Versus what they usually get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, so, Andre the Giant. Why did I pick Andre the Giant? Shit, that was wrong.
What the hell? Michael
You're
really
like, so
loves
I love Dave Bautista,
That's
but anyways.
Inconceivable!
Okay, we
I
got
don't
two
like
more.
Competition.
We got two more in whatever round we're in. Jimmy, who's next?
Oh my God, this next round's awful.
John Cena and Roddy, that's not fair.
No. Above.
Oh my God, well, let's just put Triple H through for the fuck of it. Wait, I thought we picked China over Triple H.
Oh, we did.
Oh, we did.
Michael, what are you doing?
I'm doing two things at once.
Michael.
There we go.
Well, China wins over Hulk.
All right,
you know, as far as just not being a giant
all right,
piece
every,
shit goes.
Everybody back to ones. All right, so it's Hulk Hogan versus China. Now, let's
prefer China's work.
I do.
I'm a big fan of his racist sex tape.
Look, I love Three Ninjas, but he's playing.
Does he,
himself.
Is he racist in the sex tape?
Yeah. He
yes.
Is. When he's taking
why
a break
are you
from
racist
fucking,
while you're
racist.
Fucking?
He just starts going, I hope Brooke's not dating, and then blah blah blah, and then goes back to having
that's
sex.
That's your fucking
with his
pillow
wife.
Talk.
And yeah. that was. Just
I'm sorry,
his,
China fucked
no,
in her
was,
porno.
But she fucked.
She
yeah.
wasn't racist.
Yeah,
so her porno wins. Her porno wins.
Her porno wins for sure. It does. Everyone's porno wins.
Does that count?
Yeah,
do we get to hold their
counts.
Sex tapes against
yeah,
them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? That's work they did.
Okay. I'm not going to lie, guys. I've always found China kind of sexy.
There you go.
China, you know what, is
like
hilarious.
For a big lady, I wouldn't mind being
Third Rock
from
the
driven.
Sun shows a nice little like layer to her. And yeah, she
they, don't
is.
They put her in a dress in Third
she's
Rock?
She's a like, hot, scary woman
she
to
is.
Me. Like, she scares me because I know she could crush me.
Yeah.
But like, I find her hot. Like, it's kind of hot in a way that she
like,
can protect
crush
me.
Not
like,
my
no
dick.
One, if I was walking with China, even if someone was rude because of the difference in our size, she would fuck them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, that's awesome.
You would be cucked by your own wife.
I am totally cool with that.
By her size.
Totally
alone.
Cool with that.
Okay, so let's start with, we know China. We've unfortunately blew China in the first round. Blew her points, not her. That being said, Hulk Hogan started in 82 and Rocky 3 is the Adonis.
But his movies aren't anything. Like, they're not Hulk Hogan movies. They just suck.
His real big run was Suburban Commando. Thunder in Paradise 1 and 2. Like
Three Ninjas.
Commando. He is in Three Ninjas, but I think he's in the, not the first one.
He was in the first one.
No, I think he's in like the third one where they go
Three Ninjas like High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Why do I remember that? At the fair. That's a good movie.
He was in...
Three Ninjas was awesome.
Three Ninjas were pretty good.
Rocky loves Emily.
He did Little Hercules in 2009.
He did do that, yeah.
He was in Muppets in Space in 99.
For how awful of a person he is, I will say, though, if we had to pick, Suburban Commando is my favorite movie. Like, it's
mine too.
Just the concept is neat. It's basically Terminator. Like, you get Kyle Reese. Kyle Reese befriends a kid, basically. Yeah. He's trying to figure... It's fucking insane.
It is.
But as a kid watching it, it was like...
It was before, Terminator like, with comedy.
Because Hulk Hogan was also, when we were kids, we just saw wrestling. I didn't even know he was a person outside of
that. I didn't know
he
talked more.
Like, what is his real name? Whenever you say it, I'm like...
Oh, Terry Boyer.
Right, yeah. I never... Like, you know what I mean? It was just Hulk Hogan.
I thought
Hogan,
he only
so.
Knew how to talk about
Terry
vitamins.
Terry Baja.
My favorite are now people posting clips, and it's him... being super red and sweating, and they're like, he's 33 here.
I feel
you know what I mean? Okay. That's really funny.
It's when you hot in here, brother.
When you look at it, you're like, oh my God. Like, he looked like he was 60 when
he looked
30.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I think we need some questions to help us with this one because Jimmy's personally invested. He can't be impartial on this. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. Who has the biggest cultural footprint outside of wrestling between China
Hulk
and the Hulk?
Hulk Hogan.
I mean,
I will ask a China-friendly question, too.
God,
I'm not going
it.
To...
It depends who you ask. I'm sure if we ask a certain group, they might say China.
But okay, Hulk Hogan. I'm just
Gooners?
Saying, like,
yeah.
Like if we're talking about wrestling turned actor,
yeah,
not wrestling turned racist prick, like wrestling turned actor.
Yeah. Third Rock, she shows more range in Third Rock from the Sun than Hulk shows in any of his movies.
100%.
I can't
give
you that.
Okay, okay. So quality of performance.
Yeah, I'd say I China like for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so that's one for
again.
One.
He's Hulk in everything, right? He's just Hulk Hogan.
And I believed that she did enjoy those penises.
No, I think, again, like, I think her porn, well, again, she released her porn, like, because she was proud of it. His got leaked because it was a shame.
Right.
Hers is, put it this way. Hers has length.
Yeah, like,
damn right.
Hers was,
that's like an hour.
Hers is a performance. His was shame, like, no one.
It was his friend's
never, yeah,
his wife.
Friend's
his
wife.
Was round one.
His was like, no one should ever see this, but I'm so crazy filming.
And he was at the end. Like, it was over for him.
Yeah.
And then he got all that fucking money from Gawker, and it saved
that's
his
right,
life.
That's right, because that's what... And again, okay. Gawker just used him. That was all that was.
Here's a deciding factor. Both that's have died. Right. Both have passed on. Whose career will be more memorable? Whose career is something you can look back on with more...
With pride?
With sure. All right.
China's.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Triple H, obviously he's going to say Hulk. Like, they're fucking still milking that hole.
I
love you, Hulk.
I am fine with... when we
China.
Can,
yeah. Like, when I watch Third Rock, it's good to see her not
I
be like...
I can enjoy
oh,
it. Oh, there's that giant racist
piece
of
shit. Yeah. Yeah, China!
I'm never
whatever
happy.
Happened to her?
I'm never happy with Hogan and Rocky. Like, it's,
also, when China died, it was really sad. The majority of everyone was sad. When Hulk died, there was a lot of like...
So the
oh, this is great.
Mismatch.
Yeah, like a bad person died.
You
so,
could see every wrestler
like China's
of color.
Was tragic. She was young and like you could tell okay. Like so, she was dealing with depression stuff. Hulk's was just like
all the wrestlers
oh.
of colors were smiling.
Considering I've already screwed this up twice. It's China, right? I'm
it's
clicking
China.
Oh, yeah,
China.
It's China.
Okay. China.
All right.
China.
All right. So here's the unfair one, Jimmy. Roddy Piper versus John Cena.
Actually, it's China.
Gina? No, it's Gina.
She showed herself.
You know who was really hot? Gina.
Yeah.
Gina's got a hot Gina.
Mo Collins is so underrated, too. She's great.
John Cena.
I mean, this one's kind of unfair, but...
John Cena and Roddy, we love Roddy so
much.
But it's John, right? Like,
yeah,
like,
it is for sure John.
If you just include what we've seen with Peacemaker recently, like, my God.
Yeah.
If you include Ricky Stenicki in all of this,
I want to actually... I think
Roddy might be able to do Ricky Stenicki.
I'm not saying he can't, but what John Cena did was what two other guys haven't done.
John should
Dwayne
do...
Dwayne could
no,
never.
Dwayne couldn't. But Batista did...
Batista could.
Stuber.
If John...
Yeah, he understands comedy.
If John did a Vegas residency even for a night where he did that one-man
show... Oh, it would crush.
I would fucking spend all my money to go.
Yep.
He it like crush. That was my favorite parts of Ricky Sinicky were him, and that's the whole point.
Grip
and I think
that
he killed
stick.
Dude. Remember when he comes off the plate? They're like, "Holy fuck!
Are
you
look
like you're
terrible.
So fucked up?" He's like, "I cut off everything,
I'm
cold
detoxing.
Turkey. I'm just detoxing on the plane, sweating it all out." Yeah, it's,
and then,
and he's
and
all
they're like, "Why,
up.
Man?" He's like, "Cause Ricky doesn't do drugs. He's clean.
He's such a good
and he
actor.
Holds up the Bible.
Yeah, he's such
he's
a good
so
actor. Like, he's such a good actor.
That'll that
so
alone.
Funny.
That alone
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I don't. Barbie."
Yeah,
Barbie
yeah.
would rock,
and that was because they saw each other at a restaurant. Like Margot saw him,
Rock
he
would
paid
never.
For her food, and then she went over to the table and was like, "I'm filming Barbie. How long are you here?" And he's like,
"It's like long enough.
I'm here. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah."
And when he talks
yeah.
about it, you've
yeah.
seen the clip when he's
yeah.
like, "I didn't do this for
yeah.
money. I did this because it looked fun.
Yeah,
and it had all the pink paint in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right." And you're just like Cena.
Also, he's made a wish for every kid in the world.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Is that not the record he has?
Is
he
that
has
allowed?
Yeah, that's not fair. We can't include that.
Like,
did they make a movie? Did he not make a movie
He hasn't
about
made
that?
A documentary about it, so it tech, and like
okay,
it's got to be scripted.
But, and he doesn't talk about it at all.
No. No,
he just
really,
does it.
I mean, he brought kids out at WrestlePalooza, remember? And that was hilarious.
And then they watched him die.
Is that?
Then they were crying. Remember
I don't
they,
think
they
I don't
cut
think
to him crying. That was amazing. That was
but,
classic wrestling.
Okay, can I ask a question? Is Shoot. That when like Gimli and Legolas are fighting? Is that only one make-a-wish or is that 40 make-a-wishes?
No.
Because all those kids,
his
that,
well goes
you get a
deep.
Wish and you get a
his
wish.
His well goes deep, man. Every kid gets that wish. So
Peacemaker season one shocked all of us.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
improv when he's just citing off all of the characters.
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
You could have fucking told anyone else, but.
Just going.
The Green
and I love
Power
that
Ranger.
They kept rolling and everyone stayed in character. Like, that's the best part. Because they could have burst out laughing at any point during
Yeah, they
that
just
improv,
let him go.
Right? Oh, they let him go as long as he could.
Have you seen the clip, the yeah. video someone made of, like, putting everybody
yeah,
in
Yeah, Jimmy sent me
it?
That and it's
like,
amazing.
It just,
yeah.
It's all full
Joe
of
Montana?
It's
Joe Montana?
Yeah, that was the best. Joe Montana? Yeah.
Okay, Roddy Piper?
So good.
No, it's John.
Is it
Roddy gets an honorable mention like Andre, but it's John.
I think moving on
it's
from
John.
The first round is Roddy's pride.
Also, I just saw, I don't know if I
it
said
it would have
you
been
it,
a shame to give Jeffrey the body.
John lately talking about his career and everything, it's amazing.
In retrospect,
his mindset
it's very
is
cool.
incredible.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear why he said, so they asked him what his favorite role is, and he goes, Peacemaker, and do you know why? It's because I was not James Gunn's first pick. I was his last pick, and I like that. I don't want to be people's favorites. I want people to look at me and be like, this guy can't
underestimate
me. I want to prove them wrong.
Cry.
Literally, dude, it was
and
so
he
good.
Did it.
And he's like, and look, you know what's the biggest compliment ever? He killed me in Suicide Squad.
He broke his
he
rule.
He killed me, but he broke his one rule. He always said he would never bring a character back, but he brought me back. And he's like, that's the biggest honor I can have as an
but
actor.
But that bring back? Is so
it worked, man.
It
works. Really worked.
Yeah,
it really worked.
But he left himself.
It's comic book.
He left himself an out. You don't see Cena actually.
You don't see
die.
It. You just see the building fall. You
right?
don't see him
That's
die.
That's the golden rule.
Yeah,
so,
that is.
Like,
That's what it is. If
yeah.
you don't see it, did it happen? That's
and
what movies do.
I think I could escape a crumbling building.
Oh, really?
I think I could
so.
Run fast enough.
I don't think so, Michael.
Okay.
maybe Michael Recycle.
What round is this, Jimmy? Mike, fuck off.
That's your wrestling name.
So Michael, I bring out a blue band.
You recycle all the bad people in the ring.
We're on to the conference finals.
I want to talk more about this after.
We're going to make this character. This is a real character.
I want to cut a promo.
I'm here to recycle all the bad people in this ring.
Take it down to the recycling bin.
He's not the trash man.
Yeah, I'm the recycle man. I can make some good on
I'm,
you, boy.
I'm paper, plastic, and other.
Enemy of the trash man.
Oh, fuck, that's great.
I think that's also the clip. Okay, who do we want to start with? We want to start China versus John Cena or Dave
unfair.
Batista versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I think
wow.
we can make this easy.
I think yeah. we can.
And
I think we can.
I think John moves on to the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I think it's John and Dave, personally. Do you want to do
well,
it?
Well, I think
do
the Dave
it?
And The Rock round is
oh,
the
Oh, no.
Okay. You
John's
okay.
final round has to be again. He has to kill The Rock.
Okay.
That's got to be his
okay.
last match.
I 100% agree.
I'm talking is... wrestling. He's got to kill The Rock.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that's The Rock's exit from wrestling, is John killed him.
Like, if, listener, if you're upset that we're not arguing China at this point,
again, she gets an honorable mention. She's
she does.
On the she's on the Mount Rushmore of the wrestlers
the
that we have honorable
only
mention.
Person arguing this right now is the guy who runs a 24/7 Third Rock from the Sun channel.
Yeah,
because he's like, it's fucking China, bitch. Like,
Harry and her love are real.
Right. Okay, so John Cena is moving on to the final. It's
yeah.
So it is said. So it shall be.
Dwayne.
The beginning
Dave.
Of the, what is it?
It's the double D's.
The beginning of the end.
You know what? Maybe things will change after Smashing Machine comes out. But
hair?
Right now, it's Dave.
But, okay, but Dave is gone with no hair now. Dave has no
True.
Hair.
Yeah, but Dave had no hair during. He's had no hair for most of his movie roles.
Quite
and they've
a few.
Been good.
Do you know what the shame of
that's
good.
Interesting.
It's, I'm telling you, man. It's.
Do you know what the missed opportunity? I think the biggest missed opportunity with these two characters, if we were to do a story, was him as Ray Fenix for Gears of War.
Oh yeah,
when Netflix
yeah, yeah, yeah.
was talking about doing
yeah.
Gears of War, and he cut his own promo because he knows how to cut his own shit.
Yeah,
and sent it in and was like, if I'm not this character.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Well, even the animators said that they that was their inspiration, and you got to think when they made the game, he was dominating wrestling. So it makes sense.
They should have. It's too late now, but they really should have done it.
I know. I know.
They blew it.
But they could do a. You know what I was thinking? I'm like, I would still watch. It'd be cool if they did an original story where it's him in his older years.
Neat.
Bring Batista back.
Yeah.
Because Jon Hamm was like, I'll play Superman if they do like aging Superman. And I think that'd be cool with Jon Hamm, right?
Yeah, like, he does look. He's got to get a little more jacked, though.
Yeah, yeah. But like seeing like the gray on the sides, Superman, I could see Jon Hamm doing that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyways, no, you know what? I like.
Look at him now.
Yeah, he cut a bunch of weight too, right?
Just looking good.
But he looks healthy. You know, like.
Yeah, he looks good.
I think The Rock's cutting weight because it's.
No, he looks like a fit old man.
Yeah. I think The Rock's cutting weight because he was getting on the. Like.
No, I think Michael's right. I think The Rock's cutting weight because he wants the Academy to view him as an actor and
not
a wrestler.
Oh, more as a person than a wrestler.
Exactly.
Interesting.
I think Michael's
dead on with
that.
Well, and he's at that point in his life, if he really wants to be a good actor, you got to stop doing these roles where you're just like the big dude.
Okay.
That saves everything.
Let's.
Yes!
Tigers up 1-0.
Hey, go Tigers. That's awesome. Yeah,
Jimmy's been multitasking here the
He's
entire
very
time.
Good.
You didn't even
He's
know
I had no
that
idea
the game was
that.
On in the back.
I
didn't even know either. I thought he was looking at a cat in the corner, and then he started cheering.
Isn't
and like,
there,
that's not a cat.
There's an episode of Seinfeld, or maybe it's Curb. Or they're trying. Oh, it's Curb. They're trying to watch a baseball game at a funeral.
So,
and that's what they're doing, and they're trying to see who's the better actor.
Batista started acting long before we've seen Batista on screen. We're not giving enough credit to Batista.
What was one of his? What was his Scorpion
in 09? He did My Son, What Have I Done? He was on Wrong Side of Town in 2010, which he's
what?
The lead in.
Interesting.
2011, he was in House of the Rising Sun. He was in The Scorpion King 3.
Oh, he was. Okay, I knew it. Okay.
His big role was Man in the Iron Fists.
Oh, with the RZA.
With the RZA?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a good movie.
And Riddick.
It's really
Riddick
good.
Riddick and that was where we saw him
Riddick
first.
Like the
Riddick
like
the Chronicles of Riddick, yeah. Riddick was after the Chronicles.
He's in the good. That's a really good one.
Chronicles what?
That's a good one, though. I remember
I've seen
he's the
Chronicle,
villain, right?
He's,
of Narnia.
Oh, Chronicle's good, too.
then Guardian of the Galaxy is
so
the,
Drax was really his
is his launch.
Yeah,
his
that
launch.
Was his launch.
Then Spectre, then
oh,
he's
yeah.
also in Marauders
oh,
with Bruce Willis.
He's in Knives Out. He was good in that.
He's
in the second
in
one,
Knives
he was really
out.
Good in Knives Out.
He was good in
he
Glass
was really
Onion.
Good.
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite characters in that.
Blade Runner.
He was so good in Blade Runner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hotel Artemis. Did
yeah.
you guys see Hotel Artemis?
Yeah.
It's so much deeper than I thought it was.
He's
really good.
Escape Plan, Stuber. Final Score, Avengers Endgame, obviously, My Spy, Army of the Dead.
So he's doing,
oh, yeah.
it's kind
yeah.
of interesting.
Dune!
Yeah, oh yeah, Dune.
Guys, like,
Dune.
I'm
yeah.
sorry,
it's
I'm
Batista.
Sorry, Dwayne, but it's Dave. Dave is getting the
What about
big...
Jumanji, Mike?
All right. You want to do this? You want to do this?
No.
I still have more.
Again, look at his movies with
Knock
hair.
At the Cabin.
Gridiron
Parachute.
Gang.
He's got three movies that came out in 2025,
But you
guys.
Know what the same... What the similarity between the two is, Batista's not afraid to take on movies like Stuber the same way The Rock takes on every script that comes his way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Batista yeah. can still do things like fucking Dune and Blade Runner after.
Yeah, and blow our minds.
It doesn't ruin his career if he picks yeah. one bad movie.
So right? true.
Because
so
he
back.
Gives
let's
it his
back.
All. Well, and people like working with him.
He's picking roles he wants to do, whereas The Rock is picking movies that he's trying to be like, will this do
will this?
This
make people
he's,
like
will
me?
This do this?
Yeah, he's, yeah. It's like a Venn diagram. How far
yeah.
can I get out
But look at him
myself.
With hair. Walking tall. Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron
fucking,
Gang is
that
so
one he did with
good.
That
Be
one
cool.
he did with Justin Timberlake that was really good that no one talks about it.
Southland Tales.
Yeah, man. Such a good movie.
Such a good
he
movie.
Had hair.
He
did have hair.
That's fascinating.
He played,
you guys, man.
In
look
Southland
up.
Tales, he played an actor who had been kidnapped by
yeah.
this weird
yeah.
like, anti-government group.
And he's great at it.
He's
really
about
good.
This before.
He's,
really
he's in Reno 911.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
Hilarious.
Plays and he yeah, gets killed off right
Get
away.
Get Smart.
And he has hair in that. Get Smart. He was so good.
Tooth Fairy.
He was
oh,
so good at
Rock.
Get Smart.
The Other Guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He
that's
doesn't right. make
G.I.
that.
No, it's true.
It's true. Is G.I. Joe where I stopped?
No. His G.I. Joe, he had no hair.
Did you guys
so that's the first.
Okay.
I think that's one of the
Did
first
you guys
ones.
See Snitch? Where his kid gets arrested for doing drugs. It's where he tries to go.
Oh, I remember.
And then he infiltrates the drug cartel.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay, all right.
That's a fun one.
Now we're getting a fun one. Hang on. Pain and Gain.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pain and Gain. I think that was
the best one without hair.
Best one without
hair. I feel like that was his first into, like, acting. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, like, he played a character more than himself in it because he's, like, this weird Coke Christian guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That was Wahlberg, too, right?
That was
Wahlberg, yeah.
That's a very
true story.
It is. I saw the doc on the real story, and the movie's pretty. When the movie says we're reminding you this really happened, they're like, yeah, it's fucked.
The Fast and the Furious conversation doesn't need to happen because that's just The Rock.
Well, John was in it, too.
John was.
Oh, John is his whose brother?
No,
he's Vin's brother. Vin's older brother.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But
that's really funny, though, that they're both right. And that's a big deal. They kind of have the same.
But that's the same. John can be in those movies, and his acting career can still exist.
Right.
Black Adam taught us that he's got a soft spot.
There's a big change coming to the DCU.
Right?
Yeah, you're leaving, dipshit.
Well, he shot himself in the foot. He basically thought he was going to be able to do The Rock to a DC universe and be like, you guys are going to do this, and then we're going to do this. And they're like,
we're
going to
center it around Black Adam. And they're like,
Black Adam sucked.
And then his, like, same character.
I liked Dr. Fate. I liked all the side characters.
All the side characters were cool. Not enough of them. And
Pierce
Brosnan. He was so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
quality Henry Winkler. That was so funny.
Quality of performance.
Batista.
Oh, Batista, man.
Batista by a mile.
Again, maybe I agree with
Box
Jimmy.
Box office success.
Maybe we'll revisit this when Smashing Machine comes out. Maybe. But right now, I think Batista, to me, I'm like.
Dune made a lot of money. But also, so did Moana.
But Moana is
and
a
Moana
voice.
Too.
Moana True. 2. Moana
voice acting's acting.
Moana
we're not
live action will give us another.
Oh, and he's playing his character in that.
He's playing his character in that.
Jesus.
And it'll be the same movie.
But you know what's the harder one? If you say Rock early career movie to Batista, that's harder for me.
So you're saying Rock hair versus
like,
Batista?
Yeah,
anytime.
Rock hair against Batista. That's a little like because I like a lot of those movies.
Does right.
Batista,
if we do early career stuff,
if we
I
do
think
early
it goes
career
rock.
Stuff. I got to give it to Rock. You know what I
but
mean.
But then he really
but,
became.
But
the
what's
rock.
About
but Batista's having a better career, in my opinion. Now
I think Batista is
but
more respected
Machine,
by the industry.
I think so, and people talk more highly of working with him. Like people, I've read nothing but positive things about working with Batista.
He doesn't.
How good of a guy
he doesn't
he
pee
is.
In water bottles.
Right.
Shows
up on time.
The Rock is intimidating because that's what he wants. Like he's an intimidating person because he's trying to give off this presence all the time that like
I'm a superstar.
I'm important.
I'm better.
I'm important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Batista.
Austin,
well deserved. And here's the final everyone saw coming.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now is that okay? Is that because both of them are very current? One of them has got their show airing right now. One of them is double dipping. He's going back and forth between
I think
wrestling,
done.
Right?
I think it's looking at big scale. Just these two are the two in all of, I think, wrestling history that have done what they've done and are still going.
Most successful.
Like Cena's career in movies is blowing
Cena
up.
Cena was asked to come back because he wanted to retire from it.
Yeah.
Dave will never come back because he's done.
He's done.
And as far as I know, in wrestling, nobody's had a farewell tour like how Cena's doing. Like no
but,
one's really
okay.
done that.
You Let don't me, get that, no.
You're not
Your
really.
Contract runs out and that's kind
right,
of it.
Right, but he's actually
marketing
a farewell to
Ric Flair kind of got one, but then ended up coming back later.
Marketing, marketing that doesn't count for performance. They're the WWE has talked to the studio and been like,
no,
Warner Brothers, can we do this together? So it raises
and Netflix
all
being
ships.
In the game now, right? Like this is what they do. They make things episodic. They make stories.
Yeah.
So the idea of Cena having a farewell season, they're like, yeah.
Well, now imagine what you could do. Even if Batista came back, now imagine what you could do with wrestling with these two guys.
Well, and
Batista
who
now
could.
Had some acting lessons.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
bring that back to the ring.
Even if they brought them back as I would love if they start making managers a storyline again. Like, imagine if Batista comes back with, like, this new young kid, and he's just the manager.
Can
he's just managing this kid.
Here's what we really need to talk about. Can you imagine the two of them coming back to have a match as the best wrestlers turned actors?
Yeah, that's their thing. Like, that's the theme of the event.
That is the theme of the night.
Wrestlepalooza next year,
it's
baby.
It's the two guys who went on to become awesome actors and great performers coming back to be like, let's do this.
And we don't know who the last match is going to be.
And I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't hate it if while they're going at it in the ring, Rock shows up and does the Rock thing. Because that would be fun, too.
The current Rock?
Yeah.
The asshole Hollywood Rock?
Yeah, that'd be fun, too,
that
right?
That would be a lot.
Hollywood Rock Hogan?
but yeah, like, that would be fun. I would actually, like, again, I hope The Rock shows up. I really hope Cena just fucks him up. That's what I'm hoping.
That's the dream.
If they want to give him the proper, like, mic drop, he fucks up The Rock, right? Because it's weird, because The Rock is the one that turned him heel in this last story.
That's
right.
True.
So
true.
It'd be all.
And
the
then
ultimate,
they just forgot about all that.
That's right. Because The Rock's filming 18 movies later. Right.
Okay. We're all going to say our answers independently of each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'm going to. I think more recently, just because of what we've seen with John and Peacemaker, and I'm waiting for the next Batista thing, I'm going to go John.
Yeah, I love both of these guys like tremendously, but for me right now, I have to say John. He's killing it.
I'm fine with losing, but I got to go Dave.
Yeah, hey, you bumped into his chest. If I bumped into his chest, I'd have to go him. Again, two amazing competitors. This is art.
I have to pick. If I didn't have to pick both of them, I love them both.
I don't know here's where Martin would go.
Here's a fun
right,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Cena's Peacemaker in James Gunn's universe. He said he wants to bring Batista in something. Who do you think Batista would? Batista said Bane. Batista really wants to play Bane.
I think it's unless they really do like a. Because with
hits
the Venom,
the
he's gonna
does,
have. Yeah, it'll yeah. have to be like CGI.
But I think that could be cool.
Yeah,
I think
we
like,
CGI'd
I
it the first
see...
time with Joel Schumacher.
And I love the Mexican wrestler Bane. I think that's the best version of him that's ever existed.
Yeah, that's a well. And what I could see is Batista would give it a lot of like
heart.
He would give it a lot of heart because I think the story they would do is maybe even the fact that he's a Venom addict and he's trying not to take it.
Right,
and then we see that layer.
Oh, it's a Dr. Jekyll,
of a
Mr.
broken
Hyde
down.
Thing.
And then when he does take it, even if it's
they
CGI,
did that in,
it's like
well, they did that in Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that was the thing is he was like a recovering addict. Because
Venom's coming back.
Yeah.
So.
And junkies are doing it on the streets, and it's becoming
Terry
a thing.
McGinnis tries to go find where Bane is, but he finds him in, like, a hospital.
Yeah, and he's all, like,
oh,
fucking,
like, run down and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's in, like, a wheelchair and can't move.
He's like a skeleton.
Well, we have a new Venom, Bane.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah
it's
exactly.
new and improved
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bane.
You're right.
Yeah. And that's a good storyline, and with him being
they
older and shredding, they could do that,
cool.
right? That could be really cool. It could be, there's a lot, and it's Gunn.
Who knows?
Right? Gunn.
We could get
it. We trust Gunn at this point, so.
Listener, if you have an opinion on today's episode and you think that we left someone behind, if you think China should be
I was gonna say
the final
John yeah. China
if you,
John
if you
China
think, if you think John if you think Roddy Piper
John China
oh my god
should be here
John China
if we missed anybody if you really think if you're the reality TV guy and you think the Miz got missed out
who would you want to see the Miz be in the final Cena Miz
leave your voicemail in the form of a promo
I'm really upset about that latest
pick
episode
a, yeah pick a voice pick a character
Michael Recycle you're going down on Sunday, brother. You're trash after me, brother.
I'm taking you to the bin, boys. everything defaults to Macho Man. We did want to have Bonesaw in, listener. There, Bonesaw was part of the
conversation.
Bonesaw
wasn't ready.
I mean, so what I will say when I was thinking about it is I would say he easily has, just because Spider-Man's so iconic, super blah, 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 one of the most memorable roles that a wrestler has had.
We gave
right?
him a, they gave
Bonesaw
him a scene.
Was,
it's an amazing.
Right, right.
Did your husband make it for you? Yeah, he did, Spider-Man. Are you homophobic?
That's not cool, brother. I love the Slim Jim.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Husband.
He actually did make it for me. Is there a problem with that?
Now I fucked up.
Anyways, leave your thoughts. Leave your ideas.
You don't know that yet.
leave your pick of who should have won this week. We'd love to hear from you. We'll play it on another episode. If you are still thinking about trivia from the beginning of this episode, buy your tickets now. They're on the show notes.
That's true.
You can make it easy. $15 a ticket. Come have some fun. Celebrate fandom. Color, costume, trivia.
It's going to be horrifyingly excellent. It's going to be spooktacular. What else do I have? I'm trying to think of Tales from the Crypt.
I'm letting you do it. Go.
There'll be lots of germs and ghouls there. I don't know.
This is
awful.
Boils and ghouls.
Boils and ghouls.
And non-gender specific.
Right. So just disease.
I'm the best that ever was and the best that ever will be.
I'm Bonesaw's ready.
God. You know, Mickey Rourke should have been on it.
Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, everybody.
It's true. His battle with addiction's been the best wrestling match of his life.
Got
and trying to land Marissa Tomei's character.
Yep.
Oh, man. I love that.
Just like Happy. Happy Hogan.
Say bye, guys.
The
bye,
only kind
everybody.
Of Hogan that
bye.
We like.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.